April 17, 2012, marks exactly 40 years that two inmates in the Louisiana State Penitentiary, known as Angola Prison, have been held in solitary confinement for the murder of a prison guard, Brent Miller. Herman Wallace and Albert Woodfox were serving sentences for separate armed robbery convictions when they formed a prison chapter of the Black Panther Party to fight for better prison conditions, including ending segregation and systematic rape. They organized strikes and sit-ins to press their cause. When Robert Hillary King, formerly Robert King Wilkerson, entered the prison shortly after the murder of the guard, he was linked to the crime through his association with the Black Panthers and investigated, but never charged. Supporters refer to the men as the Angola Three. King spent 29 of his 31 years in prison in solitary confinement before a 1973 conviction was overturned and he pled guilty to a lesser charge. He was released in 2001. Solitary confinement means spending 23 hours a day in a 6-foot by 9-foot cell and allowed outside only 3 times a week to walk around a concrete yard, weather permitting. There have been short periods in the past 4 decades when Woodfox, now 65, and Wallace, 70, were removed from solitary, but they are currently back in isolation. Both men have serious health issues. On April 17th, Amnesty International USA presented 65,000 petition signatures to Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal seeking an end to their solitary confinement, claiming such treatment amounted to torture. The day before petitions were to be delivered to Governor Jindal, Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Everett Thompson, the Southeast Regional Director of Amnesty International USA, and to former inmate Robert King. Everett explains how prison officials justify continuing to hold Woodfox and Wallace under such conditions.
So they continue to say that they are in solitary confinement due to the original reason for lockdown. And the original reason for lockdown, again, is the murder of Brent Miller. Even though in 1996, the Louisiana prison policy was changed to remove original reason for lockdown as a way to account for someone to be still in solitary confinement. In their case, it continues to be the reason why they are on lockdown. So each time that their case is reviewed by the prison review board, it comes back that, you know, the reason why they cannot leave solitary confinement is due to the nature of the original reason for lockdown. So clearly, you know, there has to be some other political reasons that's not coming to the forefront.
Woodfox and Wallace have proclaimed their innocence in the murder of the prison guard, Brent Miller. What are they hoping for with this additional attention and all these petitions? Just to get out of solitary? I know Amnesty and other human rights organizations defined prolonged solitary confinement as torture. Or do they want a new trial or for the governor to commute their sentences or what?
Amnesty International, our stance is looking at solitary confinement and saying that we want to make sure that Albert and Herman are released from solitary confinement. We've publicly stated that we have concerns about the legal process around Angola 3, around their cases, in the sense that there's no physical evidence, the potential DNA evidence has been lost, the convictions were based on questionable inmate testimony. We will continue to monitor the case and Albert and Herman's condition, but our goal is to shine a light on the use of solitary confinement and stating that these men should be treated with dignity and that they should be removed from solitary confinement.
Everett Thompson, do you have any clue as to what Governor Bobby Jindal will do in this case? I know at least a few Louisiana politicians have called their conditions of confinement cruel and unusual punishment.
No indication at all. We've contacted Governor Jindal's office many times over the past couple of weeks, requesting a meeting to discuss the case of Angola 3, to inquire about the use of solitary confinement within this case, and there's been no response. Governor Jindal has the opportunity to stand on the right side of justice and order removal of Albert and Herman from isolation. So we really hope that he would take heed and make some moves.
That was Everett Thompson of Amnesty International USA. Robert King, the third of the Angola Three, after describing the abysmal prison conditions he endured for 3 decades, explains what kept him going while in solitary confinement.
I had become politicized by this time, and I had changed my whole concept. I just, you know, saw myself as being a target. I had saw myself as, you know, being a political prisoner that I was targeted because of whom I was, and I had begun to see some things that, you know, other people were saying to be correct. For instance, like, you know, this was during a period, you know, when the protests against Vietnam, when they were shooting kids down at Kent State and you know, Jackson State, I'm talking about the, you know, the U.S. National Guard was doing this, kids, you know, protesting the war, and then the Black Panther Party was on the set. You know, Martin Luther King had just recently been killed. Malcolm X was killed 5 years earlier. So, you know, things were happening. And so even though I was, you know, not, you know, at the time I could not explain and articulate some of the stuff that was going on, I felt it. And I think when the Black Panther Party came on the set, I embraced the ideology because I think it was one that was really strong. And I think it was part of the thing that helped me to survive. And so having this new ideology, I think it really gave me the flotation that I needed to survive. But I must say this to you, when people ask me how you survive, you know, 29 years in solitary confinement, I don't know if that's really possible. It's kind of hard to get dipped in waste and not come up stinking. You know, you might not, it may not be smelly, it may not be apparent, but the effects are there. And I don't want to minimize the impact of solitary confinement. It's cruel, you know, it's inhuman. The soul cries. And, I mean, it's kind of hard to, how can you define when the soul cries? It's not alliterative. So it was pretty rough, pretty hard.
That was Robert King, the only member of the Angola Three who has been released from prison. Read more about the case and extended solitary confinement on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.